What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 36 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, A Lengthy Lesson on God's Faithfulness. Sidney Greidanus once wrote that Genesis 24, verses 1 through 67, is the longest narrative of all patriarchal narratives. That's Genesis 12 through 36. And it contains the longest speech in Genesis 24, 34 through 39, in all of Genesis. Because of His covenant faithfulness, the Lord continues to fulfill His promise of a great nation by providing Rebekah as His appointed wife for Isaac. Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 24, verses 34 through 38, verses 42 through 49, and verses 58 through 67. So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, You shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my clan and take a wife for my son. I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you are prospering the way that I go, behold, I am standing by the spring of water. Let the virgin who comes out to draw water, to whom I shall say, Please give me a little water from your jar to drink, and who will say to me, Drink, and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came out with her water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew water. I said to her, Please, let me drink. She quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels drink also. Then I asked her, Whose daughter are you? She said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you are going to show steadfast love and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And they called Rebekah and said to her, Will you go with this man? She said, I will go. So they sent away Rebekah, her sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, Our sister, may you become thousands of 10,000s, and may your offspring possess the gate of those who hate him. Then Rebekah and her young women arose and rode on the camels and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now Isaac had returned from Beer Lahai-Roi and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah. And she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. After Sarah's death, Abraham devoted his life to his son. Abraham, remaining faithful to God's call, sends his servant to seek a wife for Isaac. Kenneth Gangel and Stephen J. Bramer set the stage for today's scripture and explain these verses. Old age often brings a stronger focus on our children and grandchildren, but Abraham was a late bloomer in these matters. So advanced in years, he searched for a wife for his son. Abraham committed his chief servant to an oath binding him to find Isaac's wife back in Mesopotamia. Isolated among the daughters of the Canaanites, Abraham felt he had no other choice. Better no wife than a Canaanite wife. Better no wife than abandonment of the newly acquired estate as a foothold in the promised land. Several things in these verses capture our attention. The chief servant loaded up with all kinds of good things and headed to the town of Nahor. He wasn't just looking over the local female population. He had his spiritual eyes open. He asked for divine help and a prayer for God to point out the appropriate woman beyond any doubt. And typical of the way God had dealt with Abraham from the beginning, before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. The prayer now became a plan as the servant hurried to meet her. He spoke, she spoke, and the sign was fulfilled. The servant could have just asked for someone willing to give him a drink, but the prayer had specified the phrase, "I'll water your camels too." Not only that, but this beautiful girl quickly emptied her jar into a trough, ran back to the well to draw more water. A faithful servant who does his master's will goes to find a bride, proclaims the master's message, and makes clear that the message does not originate with him, certainly reminds us of our blessed Lord. In his conversation with Rebekah, the servant said that Abraham had given Isaac all that he owned. Abraham lived to be 175 years old, but before he died, he gave everything to Isaac. This included not only all his physical possessions, but he also gave Isaac a heritage of faith that he had carried all his life. Rebekah and her family agreed that she would go with Abraham's servant and become Isaac's wife. Like Abraham and his servant, and Rebekah and her family, we must be confident that God will go before us and carry out his will if we would have the faith to obey. Today's scripture teaches us several spiritual lessons. Faithful obedience to God. Sincere, yet simple prayer. The joy of fulfilled promises, and the value of being a loyal servant to our Heavenly Master. Some questions to consider. How does Genesis 24 continue the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham found in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3? What does today's scripture teach you about trusting in God's guidance? And finally, how does the servant of Abraham remind you of Jesus' commitment to carry out the Father's will? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.